Hey, best friend. Are you ready to get your ass kicked again in Valorant? I got snacks and cider, so get out here and plug your laptop in. My fingers are itching for some game time. Someone's looking rather dapper. You clean up good. Someone's looking rather dapper. You clean up real good. Yeah, I let myself in. I know you gave me a key for emergencies, but I wanted to surprise you because I thought, like me, you also had no plans on this fine Friday night, but judging by the fact you actually made an effort, you have plans. You have a date? I don't believe it. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Of course, I think you could get a date. I just always thought you weren't interested in dating anyone. I know that you mentioned it a while ago that there was a girl you liked, but she wasn't interested in you. Is it her? Not her? Oh. Okay. I see. So, this is like a blind group date of sorts that one of your friends from class helped set up. They said this girl has similar interests as you, and they invited you after the date was already arranged, so you didn't really get a choice. So, which friend might this be? The one who organized the group date. Just out of curiosity. Oh, I don't know her. It's a her. There's another surprise. For some reason, I thought I was your only female friend. You don't look so good. You're really flushed and you can't stop fidgeting with your hands. This is your first date since you started college. Wow, so this is your first date in like over 3 years. I can understand why you're nervous. The last girl you went out with would have been your high school girlfriend, right? And that relationship ended really badly. I guess it's your lucky day. Your best friend is here to help you prepare for this big date. Now, strip. Yes, you heard me right. Strip. Take off your clothes, get undressed. I don't know how many more ways to explain this. You're sweating through your shirt right now. You gotta throw those clothes in the laundry, have a shower, and then we need to douse you with antiperspirant. Before we get into any of that, should we talk? I think we should. Come on. It'll help your nerves if you talk to me about it. Might be able to give you some advice. Here, come sit next to me on the couch. I promise I won't tease you or make fun of you. You're my best friend. You've always been there for me. It's my turn to be there for you. Even if it hurts. Nothing. I didn't say anything. I was just muttering to myself. Wow, now that you're right next to me, I can see you've soaked through this shirt. Take it off. You're probably feeling uncomfortable in it, right? It's fine. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You take it off. Nothing. I said you look hot because you're sweating a lot. Okay. Just let it out. Tell me why you're feeling so nervous about this date. Okay. Yeah, I understand. What? You've never kissed a girl before? Sorry, I did not mean to blurt it out like that. But you had a girlfriend in high school that you were seeing for a while, right? Did you two ever... That bitch. All the shit she put you through and she never let you kiss her, and then she cheated on you. No wonder you've kept away from relationships all this time. Sorry. I'm getting off track. So, you're nervous because you don't really have any experience about being physical with the girl. I see. That is a bit of a conundrum. This might seem a bit extreme, but what if I were to teach you how to kiss? If you knew how to kiss, then maybe you wouldn't be so nervous on your date. This is the only thing I can think of that might help to erase your nerves. We can think of something else if you're not comfortable. Oh, you're okay with me teaching you? Hopefully this goes better than when I tried to teach you how to squat properly in the gym. First things first. Lean in closer to me. Closer. Closer. I want you to get into my face. You gotta have fresh, kissable breath. Your breath always smells like mint. You chew way too much gum, but that's a positive thing for kissing. But I would suggest don't chew any gum an hour before your date. You don't want your breath to be too minty. Also, make sure to avoid any dishes that are heavy in garlic or onions. Trust me, that is not a good experience. How many guys have I kissed? That's kind of a personal question. Oh, no. You don't have to apologize. I guess you would be curious how much experience the person teaching you has. To be honest, not that many. Anyway, back to the lesson. You've got to set the mood. If you're going to kiss her, you should do it somewhere a bit private, so there's no peeping Toms around and you're comfortable. For the purpose of this lesson, we can use your couch as the place the kiss will take place. Just remember, both of you have to want to kiss. You can't force her, and she can't force you. When you're ready, you should move closer to her. Maybe you could put your arm around her to pull her close. Come on, put your arm around me. Don't worry about it. It'll be a nice touch if you brush her hair away from her face. I know my hair isn't that long, but you can try it. Now, you just have to maneuver yourself until your face is just inches away from her face. You're doing good. You didn't even need me to tell you to do it. It's important for you to maintain some eye contact and smile to show you're into it. You should then wrap your arms around her waist. Yeah, just like that. I'm gonna wrap my arms over your shoulders and behind your back. You're right, this is just like a slow dance. From here, there's nothing left to do but kiss.
But what?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. I guess I got so caught up in teaching you that I almost kissed you. I'm fine. I was just a bit startled when you pulled away like that, but I understand. You wouldn't want your first kiss to be with someone like me. What do you mean that's not it? I don't understand, then. What would be too hard? it would be too hard to get over me if we kissed. I'm the girl you liked who wasn't interested in you? Why? Why would you say that? Why would you think I wasn't interested in you? Because I freaked out that one time someone asked if we were dating? You thought I was embarrassed to have people think we were dating? I remember that day as well. The reason I freaked out was because I also had feelings for you. I didn't want to scare you off, so I tried to play it cool, but clearly that didn't work out and I freaked out. It's crazy and hilarious that we're both crazy about each other, but got into our own heads and we were too scared to say anything. Now I'm here trying to help you prepare for a date that you should be having with me. With me! The one who actually loves you, not some random blind date. What are you doing? You still love me? Whoa, did you just say love? Oh, right. Technically, I did just admit to being in love with you first. You know, I just taught you how to kiss, and you ignored all of it and just grabbed me and smushed your lips into mine. I guess I have to give you a more practical lesson on kissing. Remember what I said. Your hands on my waist and my arms are on your shoulders. Honestly, I said that because that's how I always imagined kissing you. Oh, you should probably call and cancel your blind date. Please be nice and apologize.